So let's talk about Jock Blaney today. Besides playing golf, you do a lot of voiceover work. You're doing not just audio, but you're doing TV and video. And talk about what you're doing today.
I still have some clients that I work with, some agencies and stuff that I work with. I do some stuff for PBS, the America's Test Kitchen. I've been doing this. It was the 17th season this year. Still doing video games. Just finished a...
Talk about that. Talk about how you got involved with the video games.
Video games was in Seattle. Most of the talent up there was involved in video games once they started... Nintendo started producing games and stuff. So I think I did maybe 30 video games. I did a lot of stuff for...
And explain what when you say do a video game, explain...
Well, what you do is you play a character. It's very similar to the way things work when... the animated movies are being produced now.
The Frozens of this world and that type of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing. There's a complete script. They send you your parts. This is the way it worked in Seattle was you would go in, they would hand you your script, your part, and the producer would have your responses, the ones you responded to. Mm-hmm. And so you would do your line, and he would feed you another line from a character that you'd be... Mm-hmm. Arguing
opposite.
Back and forth, yeah. With or whatever, and so then you would sit in there for like an hour and just do your lines, then you're out of there. You're all by yourself, you know, there's other than the producer and a bunch of other people on the other side of the glass. You do that, and then the next thing you see is your game comes out, you're going,
but
I didn't even meet that guy.
But at one point, I know I bought one of the games. And you were like four characters. It was a poker game or blackjack or something.
Yeah, I did, what was the Sierra Online did the, it was all the
Hoyle
games.
Seven guys around the table and you were four of the seven voices.
Yeah, and then one was for like poker. Mm-hmm. One would be like for blackjack. There'd be another one for roulette. So you ended up doing, just a ton of characters. And then I did Professor Presto. Which was a learning, I think you can still buy it like at Costco or stuff like that. It's grades K through 6. It helped with math and reading and those things. Mm-hmm. They sold CDs and stuff, and there was this little character, this little professor that looked kind of like a really squished up Einstein. And so I did that one, and then that did really well. Microsoft Golf, when they first started doing the golf games, mm-hmm. I did a bunch of that with some other people. I did... first-person flyer games, the flight simulator things, mm-hmm. the air combat stuff. Mm-hmm. I would do characters in that. And then Star Fox came out, Star Fox 64 for Nintendo. I played three characters, I think, in that one.
When you do that, do you go to L.A. or someplace, or is it right from your very own bedroom, or how does
no,
it work?
When I was in Seattle, I just go to... most of the stuff took place at either... a studio called Clatter and Din. That's where the Hoyle stuff I did was. And then Bad Animals is where I did all the other stuff. Mm-hmm. And I still do stuff with Bad Animals and stuff up there occasionally.
So you'll make trips back and forth to Seattle? And
yeah, not so much anymore.
With the technology of the day?
Yeah, I just hook up here and did some stuff there. And some other agencies, the David Agency, I did a few things for them there in Florida. I did some Procter & Gamble things with them. And the other games, I just finished. I can't tell you too much about it because there was a non-disclosure. Yeah, they had to sign. But it's, you've seen the virtual reality headsets now?
Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual reality game. And so that one was really
but
interesting.
But it's voices and...
Yeah,
and
it's very interesting to see how that actually works and how the production thing, how they actually get that. So you're in the game and you can actually turn around and look behind you and see things happening behind you and above and below. And it's pretty amazing where games and actually you can watch 3D movies with those things too.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are fun. I love doing those games.